Kerter graduated from the University of Juba School of Natural Resources and Environmental Studies in 2022. Now he works as a guard at night and in the day, sells vegetables in the market. Kerr sends some of his earnings to his family living in a Uganda refugee camp, and now he regrets his time spent at the university.
Since I graduated 2022, then up to now, I have no any job opportunity that I achieve. I just struggle by my own without any good job that I get. And which now I try to make some small business so that I can survive with it. Sometimes I can sell like onion and then tomato, but getting them also is very difficult. I go up to Gumba Chergad to go and buy so that I can get some little amount.
South Sudan is being hit hard by inflation as the South Sudanese pound continues to fall rapidly and there are obstacles exporting the country's crude oil. Many graduates are in the same dilemma as Ter. More than half the population of about 12 million is under the age of 30. Sarah KG graduated in 2017 with a diploma in human resources, but now sells tea because she can't find a job in her area of expertise. She says she has submitted countless applications seeking a job.
Things have been hard for me, but the good thing, I also tried moving around the street, and then I was able to get some small space, so I'm surviving with my tea business. That is the only thing that it's helping me. And actually, with the crisis of nowadays, things are really expensive. You may end up selling something little, and then you go to the market, everything. You don't even have profit.
Kwoji Charles earned a diploma in heavy machinery in 2018 and planned to work in agriculture, but he has not been able to get a job that matches his qualifications, so he runs a carpentry shop to make ends meet. He wants the government to create an environment that could allow youth to be employed.
The poor security situation in the country has hindered my ability to participate in agriculture, as it is not safe to work in the fields. Currently, I am utilizing my skill in carpentry to earn a living, despite facing challenges in finding stable employment. I've taken initiative to start my own carpentry business to generate income and support myself financially. While it may not be the ideal situation, I am grateful for the opportunity to work in a field that allows me to use my skills and contribute to my community.
Achieng Manyuat, an economist and a proprietor of the St. Lawrence Schools, says the government should set a syllabus for the university that would help students in fields where there are jobs, including in vocational programs.
Most of our universities' syllabus are not market-oriented because we are in 21st century. If you go to some other universities, you will find that some course units which are phased out and they still exist. There is no kind of vocational training which has been given to majority of our youth, where you find majority can attend those who have not attained a degree level to get trained electrical, plumbing and construction industry. It is not happening. My advice to the government is to provide at least 2 to 3 colleges in each state.
Soro Richard, a 2017 graduate whose degree specializes in physics and mathematics, says the government should implement the country's peace agreement. He says that would attract investors and ensure support for young entrepreneurs who later will employ other graduates.
I am a graduate of education specializing in mathematics and physics. As I talk, I have nothing to do since because of this unemployment. This is a normal process here, which has been normalized, but actually it's not right. It's taken me long. I didn't get a job based on the labor force being more than the available jobs around. I have sat more than 3 interviews, but they keep on promising. The other time I reached the extent that being told that, wait, you will be called to sign the official contract, and up to now nothing happened.
South Sudan graduates thousands of students every year. Last year, the University of Juba graduated more than 4,500 students. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonye reporting from Juba.